The statement released by the presidency yesterday outlining the next steps in the ICJ case against Israel, the case for genocide, makes it clear that this is going to be a very long, drawn-out process. Israel submitted its counter-memorial to South Africa's memorial in March of this year, 2026. It was supposed to have submitted that in January 2025. Now the court has given South Africa until November 2027, that's the end of next year, to reply to that counter-memorial. And Israel will then have about a year and a half until May 2029 to respond to South Africa's reply, which means that we can't see us receiving any judgment until, at the very earliest, the end of 2029, if that. Unfortunately, these pleadings now are secret or confidential, and so we don't know exactly what is in the counter-memorial that Israel submitted in March of this year. What we do know from the presidency's statement, number one, is that Israel is saying that, of course, it's saying that there was no genocide, that all its attacks targeted the resistance in Gaza, what it calls Hamas and other terrorist organizations, and their capabilities, ignoring completely, of course, the fact that it targeted children, it targeted journalists, it targeted health workers. It continues to hold several health workers, doctors, etc., as captives and refuse to release them. It has tortured many of them, killed some of them in prison, etc. And the other point that we know that is made in the counter-memorial of Israel is that they're arguing that the ICJ does not have jurisdiction over this case. It's something that they argued right at the beginning as well. And so for now, we don't know much more than that. We have to wait until around the end of next year, end of 2027, when South Africa submits its reply, and then Israel's thereafter. In the meanwhile, however, it is clear that the genocide is continuing, despite the fact that there is a so-called ceasefire agreement, in terms of which, for example, a certain number, certain few hundred trucks per day of aid is supposed to be allowed in to Gaza. That's not happening. Israel is not allowing that aid in. It continues to use starvation as a weapon of war. It continues to attack people every single day. It is expanding the territory that it was supposed to control. And so the genocide in many ways continues, while the court and legal processes will take another few years to reach any sense of finality.